From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. We're only 1 week into this year's regular session of the Alabama Legislature, and lawmakers are already talking about a special session. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to call a special session to focus on allocating the remaining money from the American Rescue Plan. We hear more details in our weekly legislative update. WBHM's Andrew Yeager spoke with Montgomery Advertiser State House reporter Brian Lyman.
You report that we could have a special session on COVID relief funds as early as next week. There's about $1.5 billion in funds still left to divvy up. Just give us a sense of the discussion going on right now around that money.
So there's a broad consensus among both Republicans and Democrats that the three areas where the money should go are expansion of broadband, water and sewer infrastructure, and then compensation for healthcare and healthcare facilities, which have been hit hard by this pandemic. The debates seem to be at this point, seem to be around two things. One is, how do you allocate all that money into those areas, like how you split that up? And also, if you should include state parks and historic monuments in the mix as well. There are a number of legislators who want to put that money into facilities, you know, arguing that this could help with tourism, or that some facilities may have been damaged, you know, by recent weather. On the other side of the aisle, Democrats are saying this money should really be focused as much as possible on pandemic relief. We do get the sense from some Republicans that they're not necessarily comfortable with doing park relief, at least at this point. These are the things that are being hashed out right now, and that's really probably what will decide the timing of this special session. But everyone seems to feel that a special session is happening sooner rather than later.
Well, let's go back to earlier in the week. Governor Kay Ivey gave her State of the State address on Tuesday night. She mentioned those things you just did about broadband, sewer and water infrastructure, hospitals. But can you give us some of the other highlights that she mentioned?
Probably the major highlight there would be the 4% pay raises for teachers and state employees. That's not necessarily surprising, especially in an election year. What was somewhat surprising was the size of the increase. In previous years, the numbers have fallen at about 2%. The administration says that's due to inflation. That's something I think that will pass pretty easily. Another major highlight is the state is allocating about $12 million to build two new crisis, or at least Ivey has asked to allocate $12 million for two new mental health crisis centers, probably located somewhere in central or western Alabama. There's a wide number of places where those could go. It was very much an election year State of the State address. You had, obviously, the pay raises for teachers and state employees. You had some old-fashioned bashing of the federal government over vaccine mandates. And you had Ivey talk about things that she had done in the past. It sounded like the kind of speech you get every 4 years from a governor in Alabama.
Well, what response have you heard from Democrats, either to her speech or just simply what they want out of this session?
Democrats are really focusing on COVID relief and especially compensation for healthcare workers who, as they note, have been overwhelmed. One thing Democrats are really trying to make a big point about is using some of this pandemic money for housing, whether it's building new housing or refurbishing existing housing to accommodate people, or doing rent assistance to help those who may be struggling in that regard.
Well, finally, when we talked earlier this week, you had mentioned that the state budgets look to be in pretty good shape. Can you give us a little more about what the outlook is budget-wise?
I've been doing this for 15 years, and these are probably the best revenues that the state government has seen during that time. Two of the state's fiscal officers pointed out on Tuesday that much of this is driven by the federal aid that was given to the state as a result of COVID. So they urged legislators to be careful about how they spend this money. It's frankly not a message Republican legislators really need to hear. They've talked for months now about trying to spend money on non-recurring expenses. Everybody knows that the federal money will eventually run out. They expressed concerns about inflation, which is at 40-year highs at this point. And they also expressed concerns about things like the stock market and the housing and the housing market. So they weren't predicting doom at this point, but they were urging people to be careful about how they spend this money, because they said there were enough things out there to give them pause.
Brian, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.